Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Bill O'Reilly here, Monday, November 7, 2022. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening today in America. President Biden accusing Twitter of spewing conspiracy theories. Pollsters at NBC give Democrats the midterm vote advantage. Florida bans transgender surgeries for minors. New report ranks the worst airports for holiday travel. Also, I had an honest look at lies. But first, the president accusing Twitter of undermining democracy. Said Mr. Biden, quote, Elon Musk goes out and buys an outfit that spews lies all across the world. There are no editors anymore. How do we expect kids to be able to understand what is at stake, unquote. Mr. Musk took control of Twitter last month, and Mr. Biden is correct. He needs to clean up that sewer. A survey from NBC News finds Democrats hold a one-point lead on the generic congressional ballot. Voters were asked, which party do you want to control Congress after the election? 48%, according to NBC, backed the Democrats, 47% Republicans. The same poll shows 72% of Americans think the country's moving in the wrong direction, so that poll makes absolutely no sense whatsoever. I'll have more on this after the vote tomorrow. We'll analyze all of the media on Wednesday. Florida's medical board banning transgender surgeries and hormone drugs for minors. The number of children undergoing gender transitions in Florida went from less than 100 in 2015 to 250 so far this year. Governor DeSantis calling for new laws that would hold doctors and therapists legally responsible for some treatments. Said DeSantis, quote, from a healthcare perspective, you cannot just go ahead and disfigure 12-year-olds, unquote. A report from the Travel Channel lists the worst airports for the holidays. The hubs are ranked by flight delays, cancellations, food options, ticket prices. Here they are. O'Hare Airport in Chicago, Boston's Logan, San Francisco International, New York's LaGuardia, the most unpleasant place for the fifth year in a row, Newark International. In a moment, the truth about lies. Right back.
Hey guys, it's Vivek Ramaswamy here, inviting you to listen to my podcast, Truth. We just relaunched it after the campaign, and we are already riding up the podcast charts. Here's why. I think that hard, in-depth conversations about the tough issues is the only way we're going to get this country back. Because make no mistake, we are currently in a war for the future of America, and you cannot win a war unless you're willing to speak the truth. If you want standard conservative talking points, this podcast is not for you. But if you want to go deeper and hear the conversations you're not going to find anywhere else, the conversations that will challenge you, that will challenge me, then subscribe to Truth with Vivek Ramaswamy on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And I promise you, you're going to cover terrain that you're not going to hear elsewhere.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. Remember the Eagles song, Lion Eyes? Quote, you can't hide your lion eyes and your smile's a thin disguise. Well, today in the USA, there's an awful lot of political lying going on. Pity the fool, whose vote remains undecided, as Mr. T might say. Surely all Americans understand the pain President Biden has brought. Even those who are standing by their man cannot deny it. A recent CBS poll says 79% believe America is out of control. However, if that survey were taken only among CBS News personnel, the number might be about 10%. Liberal voters know things are not going well, but nothing is worse than supporting the big lie. To them, inflation, violent crime, open borders, energy dependence, woke incoherence, and massive federal spending all pale beside the giant deception. Donald Trump's belief that the 2020 election was stolen from him. Nothing else matters except punishing that belief and the deniers who encouraged January 6th. Liz Cheney is the poster person for this voting bloc. My question is, how many routine lies add up to the big lie? I'd like to see a reality show on this topic hosted by Stephen Colbert, who never met a left-wing deception he did not embrace. The audience could vote electronically about which falsehoods are the most pernicious. Now, last week, President Biden said America has a low inflation rate compared to most developed countries. Tremendous whopper. On the No Spin News, my TV broadcast, I reeled off about 20 countries not as bad off inflation-wise as we are. A few hours later, the White House posted a statement on its website saying President Biden is responsible for the 8.5% Social Security payout rise. Elon Musk on Twitter immediately raised his flag, saying, hey, that's a lie, and everybody knows it, because the only reason Social Security payments are going up is inflation, not anything Mr. Biden is doing to combat inflation, because he's not doing anything. The White House took down the post. By the way, the president also said Republicans want to dismantle Social Security and Medicare. Any backup for that statement? No. The Biden administration purports the southern border is secure. The Mexican drug cartels agree and send their best to the American jefe. Finally, the Biden administration says violent crime is worse in areas controlled by Republicans. Whereupon Governor Hochul, Mayor Lightfoot, and the entire populations of San Francisco and Los Angeles put out a one-word text. Really? I'm Bill O'Reilly, and I approve that message. If you'd like more honest news analysis, please visit BillO'Reilly.com, and we hope you do. And also, please consider my new book, Killing the Legends. In a moment, something you might not know.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 22 years ago today, the presidential election ended with a stalemate because Al Gore and George W. Bush did not have enough electoral votes to win the presidency. So the election dragged on for another 5 weeks, including one recount, two concession speeches, and a historic Supreme Court decision. Here is the story. On November 7th in the year 2000, the networks called the state of Florida for Mr. Gore. A few hours later, they took it back, declaring Bush the winner. Later that evening, Mr. Gore called Mr. Bush to concede. News agencies reversed the decision again. The vice president reversed his concession. Chaos ensued. The razor-tight margin in Florida then triggered a mandatory recount. Machines rejected thousands of ballots because voters did not fully puncture the mark next to the candidate's name. That was called the hanging chad. 3 weeks later, Florida's Republican Secretary of State declared George Bush the winner by just 500 votes, a margin of 0.009%. The Democratic Party moved to block the Florida certification, and the situation went to the Supreme Court. Now, a presidential candidate needs 270 votes to become the commander-in-chief. Neither candidate again had that. But after the Supreme Court stepped in on December 12th, in a landmark decision, five of the nine justices rejected any further Florida recounts, ending Al Gore's quest to the White House. The final tally, Bush 271, Gore 266. The vice president, Gore, acknowledged his defeat the following day. On January 6, 2001, Al Gore officially ended the election saying, quote, "May God bless our new president and new vice president, and may God bless the United States of America." A very classy thing to do. Back after this.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law.
See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.
It's time for today's Lucky Land Horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.